I need to start off with two apologies. The first is that I don't come here that often, but actually the passage I'm about to unpack with you this morning, the one in John, we had on Christmas morning. And honestly, I can preach on more than one passage, only just, but I can, honest. And the other thing that I wanted to apologise for is the fact that as I was looking at these two passages preparing, the question that kept coming to my mind is that of suffering, especially at the moment. Why is it that God allows suffering in the world? Now, it won't come as a big surprise to you to know that people have been thinking about this since the cavemen times, and they haven't come up with an answer, so I'm not about to come up with a total answer in the next 20 minutes. Is that all right? That's my apology. But there's no good reason, and I'm not kidding myself, as to why you should remember what I said before about this passage from John. But just in case you've forgotten, just by the remotest chance, I was mentioning that if you look at the way John opens his gospel, and you look at the way that Genesis opens, there's a remarkable similarity. There's God creating the world, and God speaks and it happens, and God speaks and it happens, and God speaks and it happens. And that's the rhythm of Genesis in the opening verses. And here we have John saying to us that Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the voice through which God spoke the world into being. And now, John says, the Word came and was flesh, and he comes now to bring a message. And his message is one of forgiveness, of judgment, of healing and illumination to an earth that's messed up and has all gone wrong. And if you carry on in Genesis, you find that very, very shortly the world has messed up. And if you go on just 8 verses into to John's gospel, you find John telling us, starting to tell us, where things have gone wrong. And you know what? Everybody recognizes that things have gone wrong. You don't actually have to believe in God to see that. And I guess that one of the things about the pandemic is that if you went round the world now, I bet the majority of people will tell you that things have messed up. Back in Victorian times, one of the thinkers in Victorian times, and he wasn't a Christian, said that what separates human beings from other animals is that we're the ones that can see the difference between the way things are and the way things should be. The animals don't know that the world's messed up, but we're given the gift to see that the world has messed up. And maybe that's what John means when he says that Jesus is the true light that gives light to everyone. He gives light to you and he gives light to me. We can see the way things ought to be because, unique amongst the animals, Jesus gives us enlightened vision. And John tells us that things have got so bad in the world, we've so far lost touch with Jesus, with God, that when God sends his Son, the Word, to communicate with us, we don't even recognize him. We're so absorbed and distracted, we can't be bothered to listen when God even sends his Son. Or even when he sends the Word, the one who speaks the language of God in words that man can understand. And the whole purpose of Jesus' incarnation on earth was in order to bring mankind back into communication and fellowship with himself, to remind us right from wrong and to give us a path back to the way things ought to be, the way God had originally designed the world. So let's remind ourselves, why did God make the world? Maybe actually during this time of COVID, people are going to convince themselves once more that it was all just one great big cosmic accident. Actually, did God make the world? Was it God? But do you know, even that one of the most famous atheists of our time, Stephen Hawking, even he conceded in his book, A Brief History of Time, that there's no other credible way to explain creation except for the fact that there is a God and he did make the world. In other words, what John is saying in his gospel is literally true. In the beginning was the Word was with God and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through him, through Jesus, through the Word of God, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. But you see, here's the problem. That means that God made the world in such a way that aberrations could occur, that coronavirus could come, and even the little current devil COVID-19 and all its mutations could develop and live and cause chaos. Where could that be? Well, let's turn to God's chosen channel of communication, Jesus, the Word of God. Why, Jesus? Why did God allow things to exist or accidents to happen which cause human suffering? I mean, does it mean, let's be frank, does it mean God's pretty incompetent, really? I mean, would a competent God have allowed a world where a coronavirus could exist? Or is it even worse? Doesn't he care? Doesn't he mind that there's COVID out there? And so he sends Jesus, and Jesus comes, and Jesus gives us an answer. And Jesus doesn't come and write us a great big theological essay and leave it with us, or come up with a great physicist's theory. He doesn't come up with wonderful Latin pronouncements. He just simply comes and he puts a great big loving arm around us. He comes and he puts an arm around us and he says, do you know what? God's angry. God's angry. God's sad. God doesn't want to see all this injustice in the world. God's so sad that the world that he designed so wonderfully has been all messed up. And it's been messed up through disobedience. And that's disobedience by the very human beings for whom he made the world to be a perfect home. Jesus came and told us that God was upset too. Jesus came and he said that here's how much God empathizes with you. I've come to die. I'm going to die on the cross in order that we can get the conquer back the world, do away with this sin. The end will be in view. The end of suffering and evil and even death itself. That's what Jesus can do. That's what Jesus came for. I love the way that passage we've just had from Colossians. I don't know, has anybody come across the Message? The Message transliteration of the Bible? Ooh, two people have. It's not a translation of the Bible. It's an interpretation of the Bible, if you like. And you have to be careful and make sure you don't mistake it for what it is. It's written by a guy called Eugene Peterson. And I think it really helps on occasions to understand, give a fresh view of what's going on. Here's how he puts the last verses of that passage we had from Colossians, verses 18 to 20. He says, Jesus was supreme in the beginning, and leading the resurrection parade, he is supreme in the end. From the beginning to the end, he's there, towering far above everything and everyone. So spacious is he, so expansive, that everything of God finds its proper place in him without crowding. Not only that, but all the broken and dislocated pieces of the universe, people and things and animals and atoms, get properly fixed and fit together in vibrant harmonies, all because of his death, his blood that poured down from the cross. All seems to be saying is that when sin, disobedience to God, came into the universe, it destroyed the harmony God had intended there to be between one creature and the next, between man and man, and between God and the creatures, and God and man. But once sin had been conquered by Jesus, and once he returns again in glory to claim his kingdom forever, then all things, not just humans, but all of God's creation, can get back into their proper place within his plan. Does that mean that COVID is going to exist in heaven? Do you know, I don't know. I don't know whether there's going to be a COVID virus in heaven, but I can tell you this. In a reconciled world, it won't be a threat to humans. It will be in its proper place, the place that God designed for it. I just want to finish with two short thoughts, which are not exactly about suffering, they're about pain. Because suffering brings pain, doesn't it? And we're all, one way or another, we're in pain at this time. I'm going to suggest that in designing life for human beings, God built in both love and pain. And life without either of those things is incomplete. Life without love, well, that would be totally pointless, because that would leave us unable to do the thing God designed us for. We couldn't have a loving relationship with him if we couldn't love. And a life without pain? Well, we'd have no warning system to point to where we were going wrong. We'd have no warning system to tell us when there was danger. Suffering brings pain, and in the case of pandemic, it's pain that's felt right the way around the world. But here's the thing, you see, for those who listen, for those who will listen, God can use it as a corrective to bring life back into focus. And the focus is, of course, his love demonstrated by Jesus and commanded by him. God speaks through Jesus, but God can also speak through pain and suffering. Well, it is well with my soul. That's only possible for mankind to say that, because God can speak through pain, through suffering. And so here's a simple question. Has the world, have I actually stopped during this pandemic and asked the question, what is it that God's saying to us through this painful storm? What is it that God is saying to us? If we ask that question, if we seek for an answer, and in God's good grace we find an answer, then it's all worth it, isn't it? Perhaps God uses the suffering of the world as a deliberate tool to make us sit up and listen. The second thought is this, and it's not my thought at all. It's a thought which comes from C.S. Lewis. So rather than mess up what C.S. Lewis says, I'm just going to close by quoting C.S. Lewis. And here's what he says. The settled happiness and security which we all desire God withholds from us by the very nature of the world. But joy and pleasure and merriment, he scatters those broadcast. We're never safe, but we do have plenty of fun and some ecstasy. Our Father refreshes us on the way with some pleasant inns, but he doesn't encourage us to mistake them for home.